gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Joshua Segafis in the Afternoon. This is the afternoon show that teaches you everything you need to know about dating, masculinity, attraction, relationships, the stuff that men need to know to crush it in their dating game. And today, gentlemen, we're talking about something really interesting. I've never heard this described this way. I actually have heard of this trend before, but I've never heard it called this. Spread dating. What is this? This sounds a little bit like you're spreading some butter across a biscuit or something, right? I don't know what they're talking about. And so we're about to find out, gentlemen. And I'm about to share some wisdom, some strategy with you that you might need to help you navigate this dating trend in the best way possible. Now, I found this on glam.com. I'm going to link to the article down in the description. The title of the article is "Spread Dating is the Productive Approach to Finding a Perfect Match." This was written by Christiana Evripidou. I hope I pronounced that right. It was published on May 3rd. So it's been out for about a week, a little more than a week at this point. Now, there's the introduction kind of is long and it says a bunch of stuff that isn't really necessarily directly applicable. And I just want to get to the definition, and I want to talk about the strategy with you, gentlemen. So what is spread dating? The basics. The basic premise behind spread dating, and once again, I'm reading this from the article, is this. If you want to increase your chances of finding your perfect match, you should date as many people as possible. The goal is to assess more potential candidates in your perfect match quest. Quote and end quote. That's really everything you need to know about what spread dating is. Now, what do I think of this? Gentlemen, this is my go-to approach. This is actually a good dating trend. You want to be dating as many people as possible. Listen, as men out here on this dating marketplace, do not be fooled, gentlemen. Women are in sexual abundance. They are in dating abundance. They are dating a bunch of men. There are hundreds of men hitting them up in their DMs. They may not want all those men, but they are there, gentlemen. Women are in abundance. And so as men, we have to date strategically with wisdom, with a masculine frame approach. We have to achieve abundance for ourselves. But how do we do it? Gentlemen, we do it by dating many, many women. We build a rotation of women. You know, you go on a date with one woman, start seeing her casually. Meet another woman, start seeing her a little casually. Be open and honest about this. I call this dating in the wild. Build up a rotation, 3, 4, 5, 6 different women. And then you keep dating casually. When one woman drops out of rotation, you add another one. This is called being in abundance, dating abundance as a single man. At some point, one of these ladies is going to fall in love with you and she's going to try to boyfriend you up. She's going to say, hey, what are we? You know, I want to know that I'm not wasting my time here. And, you know, rightfully so. And then you and her can sit down. Either you can enter into a relationship or she'll probably walk, which is fine. If you're ready for a relationship and she's the one, you can get into that relationship. If not, keep dating as a single man, keep building that rotation, keep making sure that you are scheduling your calendar full of dates and that you're diversifying your dating portfolio, man. This is the strategy. Now, spread dating is pretty much describing that exact same process. Now, I'm not trying to advocate that we should, you know, tell women we want to be their boyfriends and then date a whole bunch of women on the side, like cheating. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being open and honest. What I tell women when I meet them for the first time is I say, listen, here's the deal with me. I'm out here dating. I want to find someone who's right for me. I want to find someone who's a fantastic match for me, someone who shares my values, my standards, someone I could team up with to achieve my purpose in life. And I'm going to date a while. I'm going to stay single a while. I'm going to casually date until I develop the right connection with the right woman and she takes me off the market. That is just the strategy. And if I'm not at all interested in someone, I'm probably going to stop dating them. That's my approach to dating. And I'm very transparent with that. And women, by and large, 90% of the women I've talked to have said, oh, that's very reasonable. Like, I appreciate the honesty. That's pretty much the approach I take. Like a lot of women, some women get a little feisty about it. They're like, well, I only date one person at a time. It's like, you probably don't want to date me. No, straight facts. You probably don't want to date me. You'll probably get jealous, probably make you mad. And 50% of the time they bounce and 50% of the time they stick around anyway. And they go back on that because they want to date me that bad, I guess. You know, so that's what it is. Gentlemen, spread dating is not a bad trend. You should be dating an abundance of women trying to cultivate as many meaningful connections as possible. Where men get into trouble is where they plunge themselves into sexual scarcity, into dating scarcity, where they kind of just focus on one woman, dating her, giving her all of their time and attention. But then that woman doesn't feel the same way about them. She's dating them casually and she's keeping her options open, dating multiple people. That's going to give this guy a disadvantage. It's going to take him more time to find the person who's into him like he's into them. Whereas if you're dating 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people at the same time, you're going to find that person faster because you're putting more time and energy into your dating game. game, gentlemen. It's that simple. It's a simple math problem at that point. So there you go. And if you struggle with this dating game thing, if you struggle with filling your calendar with dates, gentlemen, I have a free 15-minute discovery call that I offer to my audience. This is something I offer free of charge because I want to help men improve their dating lives. We could jump on a call, talk for 15 minutes, tell me about your dating game. I'll give you the 411 on what I think you can do to move it forward. And I can also tell you about my courses, my one-on-one coaching. If you have questions about them, I can answer them in that call. But gentlemen, it really all starts with that 15-minute discovery call. So even if you've never considered doing it, I would encourage you, book a call. Even if you're not interested at all in coaching or at all in taking a course, I would want you to jump on the call, just talk shop with me about dating, and let's go over your dating problems. Maybe we can help you to move it further along and think about some things in a little different light. I love it. So yeah, that's part of my solution to help men date better, gentlemen. All right, gentlemen, that's all I have for this one. This is not a bad dating trend. You should be spread dating hardcore, gentlemen. It is 2023. We do not have time to mess around. These women have hundreds of men in their DMs, gentlemen. You cannot afford to just sit around waiting for a woman to waltz in. You have to go out there and take your destiny by the horns, gentlemen. And that means being proactive, purpose-driven, and always seeking to be the highest value man in the room. And more than anything, it means asking for those numbers, asking for those dates, asking women to come over, putting yourself out there, giving yourself chances to succeed. Gentlemen, that's all I've got for this one. Go with grace and never give up your power. I will see you bright and early tomorrow morning on another episode of Josh Segafis in the Morning.